Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My man is la pantera. La pantera. La pantera. No. Pantera.
La pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Kenny and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Ozzie Guillen, and we should tell you the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos. With locations in New Buffalo and South Bend, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good.
I mean, listen, they played a really good team. And that Arizona team, I understand why they're not willing to admit that they're not going to win the division. They probably won't make the playoffs, but that's a good team. And they are not in the trade market at this point.
Well, this, look at the team. Three guys got hurt in one night.
Yep.
But the pitching staff is very down. Mike Lavulo doing tremendous job trying to put this team together. They have guys with so many talents. It's one thing about this ball club that I like. They can do a lot of stuff. They can play defense. I think yesterday the defense beat the White Sox. You know, a couple of guys in the right field, Thomas in center field. They do a tremendous job with the game on the line. Pitching, the relievers have been pretty good. But on the top of that, I think they have so many abilities. They can steal bases. They can run. They can play defense. They can hit a lot of home runs. And you can watch this team one after another. They replace players and they continue to do a good job. This is what we see.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Ford of Homewood. It's where smart shoppers shop for new Fords. Ozzie, we were having a conversation to depart from the Sox for a second. Pete Crow Armstrong last night for the Cubs caught a ball in center field and thought that it was the third out. It wasn't. So the runner, Alec Burleson, scored from second base while PCA caught the ball at the side, did a little spin, and he ran in, and he didn't realize that it wasn't the third out. If you're Craig Counsell, if you're the manager in that situation, how do you handle that, and how much would you consider benching a player who did that?
Well, that happened a lot. That really, really happened a lot in baseball, at least once a year with somebody do that. It's maybe some distraction, not concentration, but you just gotta let it know. Say, hey, remember, it's two out. But I might not say much to him because that's part of the game. But that happens so many times. I hope you just learn from there. I know that he's a heads up player. He's a very heads up player. He played the game well. Mistake is a mistake. It caused a run, but I don't think they're going to make it a big deal about it. They should, because it's happened in the past and it will happen again.
Yeah, Craig Counsell seemed rather forgiving of it, and I'd be surprised if they benched him over it. Bobby Cox, maybe he'd have benched him over it. How many people do you think would Tony La Russa bench him over it? All the people that you have worked for or with, or under, who would have treated it differently?
Well, I think Bobby. I don't think Tony. Tony was, you know, a lot of people. Tony was like, wow, he's a, you know, he's a general with this in the clubhouse. And Tony was, you know, Tony is managing a lot of veteran players. You know, I mean, a lot of guys deal with. Maybe Tony, you will do something about it. We'll tell you. But I think Bobby Cox is the one that tried to teach you a lesson to make sure you don't forget this moment for the rest of your life, for the rest of the long you're playing baseball. But like I say, so many things happen right now in baseball. To me, that's one of the, you know, I mean, like the flaw of the game. But it's just, this is always in the game. You know, I mean, that happened a lot, or that happened often in different places, like running the bases or missing signs. That's just something different. But make that play, I don't think he should, you know, I mean, I don't think they should let him go over his head and deal with, and hopefully not do it again.
Ozzy, what did you think of the White Sox signing and taking a chance on 32-year-old Noah Syndergaard?
Well, they're going to look for bodies, guys. They have to look for bodies. You know what I mean? Just, we ain't been half of the season yet. I don't know how many games we're playing yet. We might be half of the season. And, they, you know, those guys, the innings is piling up in players. And as I told Chuck, I don't know, it's last night. I've been telling Chuck, they might got to go to 6-man rotation with an extra guy in the bullpen because they want to make those players go through a season. But you look at the innings, that's a lot of innings for those kids. They never throw those innings in the past. Smitty just come from injury in the past. You know what I mean? Martin, they have to be very careful about it. I think they're looking for body. I just laughed yesterday. I thought it was funny when Chuck read a quote, what he say. He think he can still throw 100 miles per hour. When I look in the video, it's throw 90. You know, from 90 to 100, you have to take a lot of juice. You have to put a lot of stuff in your body to go to 10 more miles and just like that. I think it's you got to go just the third strike. First try help this guy eat up eating. And because they're going to need, from now on, you're going to see a lot of guys go to the White Sox and you're going to see not just him. I think they're going to be a few guys. They got to go buy a sign and go out somewhere and try to bring people to the White Sox because they're going to need help. Make sure those guys ready for the future. And, you know what I mean? Clevinger. Now, a lot of people going to hate that. But, Clevinger again. You know what I mean? Why Clevinger? But Clevinger throws the ball very well in the minor league. I think I'm being familiar with them. They're going to bring him back or not. That's up to him. But if this guy can help them leave in that particular problem they will have later on this season. And he's already with the White Sox. They don't have to make any trade or sign somebody out of the organization or looking for somebody out of the organization. But they have to be aware how those guys are going to handle for less 2.5-3 months we have left.
Yeah, they've got a lot of young pitchers they got to keep an eye on. And I'm wondering if you feel like Shane Smith has reached a point where he's going through more difficulty than he had earlier in the year. That's baseball. That's just how things go. But he did not have the changeup working the other day, and he got hammered. And you usually don't see him get hit like that. What was your take on him?
Wow, last two outings, he's been very, very, very bad. Wow, last two outings, he pitched with 6-day rest.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of don't like it. They say it. He got to get used to about that. He got to get used to it. He better be used to quick because that will happen pretty soon. I don't know how soon it will be, but it happened pretty soon with 6-man rotation. They got to make an adjustment. He say he feel good. He just not command well. You know what I mean? He's not command well. That's why they've been very, very tough outing for him the last two outings. Hopefully the next outing we will see. It's going to be a fatigue. he needed a couple. You know, I mean, just go out there and get a rest. One, you know, miss an outing and give some rest. But we will see the next outing exactly where he is and exactly what he should do. And you know, I know for a fact the front office people they're looking very careful about all those legal details because they have to manufacture how to go through this season with and Chris Gates say it, you know, Chris Gates say we are aware where we are, and that's a good thing about it. They're aware of what they are.
We're talking with Ozzie Guillen, of course, and the Ozzie Guillen Foundation is partnering with Rincon Family Services, proudly hosting the second annual golf fundraiser at Cog Hill on July 15th. July 15th, a four-person scramble swing for a brighter future, returning for a cause, partnering with Rincon Family Services. Ozzie, when you look at what they're doing with Grant Taylor, what do you think about his future? Is he going to be the closer that we have talked about, or is he going to be somebody that starts in the bullpen but ends up in the rotation?
Well, I don't know. You know, the funny thing about it, I never see this kid starting, okay? I don't know how he can last, how many innings can go there through the season. You know what I mean? I have to see him wait because in the minor league, he was a starter, okay? But I think if the White Sox was looking for a closer, they have one. I really like it because this kid can go out in the future, just throw one inning 5 days a week and go out and they attack the way it is. This stuff is the closest stuff. Got good breaking ball, very, very good fastball. I think he got the mentality to do it. I hear him talking about it. I cannot say he should be a starter because I never see him start, you know, I mean, every 5 days. That's why I don't know exactly, but from the first day he throw, I think it was in Houston, I saw his stuff and I said, you know, I mean, White Sox just find a closer and a good one too, because I think mentors wise, this kid is strong enough to handle that situation. He got the stuff, he throws strikes. He can get out of a jam or any difficulty with strikeouts. I think these kids, they have one there. They got to try to figure out if you start. That's a lot of innings for him, too. And this is a closer. You think, you know, you can navigate to see who's going to be the closer or when you're going to bring in, when you're going to, you know, give him a day, all the stuff. But when you start, every 5 days, you got to go after and make sure you pitch 6-7 innings. And I don't know if he can handle that yet.
Ozzie, every team gets an all-star. I'm not sure the Sox deserve one. I don't want to be mean about it, but, you know, last year, Crochet deserved to be in the all-star game. It didn't matter how bad the season was. I'm just not sure if you can say there is a guy. Who's their all-star?
You're not mean. You're just telling the truth. I don't think anybody should. You know what I mean? I'm working for them. I see them every day. I wish they have 6-7 all-star guys, candidate to go there. For right now, very inconsistency. You know what I mean? I think Smith will be the one. I think depending how Smith throw the next couple out, the next couple start, one start to see they can pick him. I say him because always in the all-star team, you need a pitcher. You know, Todman, he got a good season, but he played once a month.
Right.
You know, it's always something happened to him. My drop. You know, play the All-Star, but at the caliber, I don't think he's ready for that. Vargas, I think if you look at the All-Star team, you have to be Smitty or Vargas.
Yeah.
And Vargas just because it has been good for a month and a half, 2 months. But I don't think anybody there should be like, oh my God, this is going to be the guy. Nope. I said Vargas or Smitty. They was betting for Tuchman. Everybody's excited. I said, yeah. I said, listen, I don't have anything against that kid. But this kid played once a week. You know what I mean? Every week he's hurt. He not deserve to be in the All-Star game.
All right, Oz, we've got to let you go. But before we do, really quickly, you and 670 The Score are going to be at four wins in New Buffalo for a pool party, a meet and greet with Ozzy, autographs and photos, July 17th at Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo, 4:30 to 6 o'clock Chicago time. Will you be doing cannonballs into the pool?
it's a funny thing because I'll be the only one in the pool with jeans. I don't want anybody to see those ugly legs. Okay, you know what? By the way, guys, I love it. I love it there. I've been there 3 times. And we had a good time. Even my wife liked it. My wife don't like to go out that much. And we had a lot of fun there. And I really, really... Another thing, gambling guy. I've gambled that day. My wife did. My kids did. And we really have a great time back then over there.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Oz.
All right, the best. All right, guys.
Hey, don't forget, tune in to Ozzy's Outlook, presented by Four Winds Casino, every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. Listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
Yeah, July 17th, that'll be a fun pool party with Ozzy and the Score crew. I think that it's interesting to hear a no-nonsense manager who held players to a very high standard, wasn't afraid to criticize them publicly, say that he would probably not bench PCA.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that...
I respect that. I respect where he's coming from. Everybody's going to come at it from a different point of view.
How come I said that earlier and you had no respect
for it? I did have a ton of respect for it. I disagreed with it, but I respected it. You were wrong. I was right. I respected that.
But Ozzy says you were wrong.
That's okay.
That I was
Listen,
right.
I understand that. But he also implied that maybe Bobby Cox would have handled it in a certain way that he wouldn't have.
One guy out of all the thousands he knows.
I just think that when you talk about accountability, we talk about it all the time. It's good to have examples, and this is one of them. Pico Armstrong had a bad night.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's going to have a bad stretch. It doesn't mean it's a precursor to anything. But I also think that he's...
Don't make it worse than what it was. He said it happens once a year in baseball. People, it just happens, and you got to let it go.
It happens more than once a year.
Oh, no. I think he's saying for different guys.
Yeah. I think different guys, it comes up, and you don't want it to become
a permanent issue. No question about that.
Texter has an interesting question.
Please.
If Ian Happ were in left field, would he have, before the pitch, just constantly reminded PCA, hey, one out. There's one out. And then maybe it would have been like a constant, you know, whoever is a chatterer, there's always going to be somebody in the infield or outfield.
In the post game, yeah. He said they always call out the outs,
mm-hmm.
And he called out two outs. So, like, I wonder if you're right. If he had called out two outs and Happer was playing,
what?
Who is always on top of everything,
yes.
Would have been, no, there's one out.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, that's a good, that's
so
a good point.
So you wondered that. So bad night to give Ian Happ the night off in left field.
So you blame Craig Counsell.
I think when you say blame, it's the wrong way to look at it.
I'm having fun. I'm saying you're blaming the manager.
We're having a conversation about accountability.
I know.
And Pete Carromstrong had two things last night that make you wonder if his head was fully into it. And
right.
The play in the fourth inning in the field, and then bunting with two runners on later in the game when you're the cleanup hitter, I just don't think that was a wise choice. And Craig Counsell left no doubt whose decision it was to bunt with a runner on third.
And we never asked Ozzy about the bunt. And Ozzy liked the bunt. He wouldn't have been against it. And he never batted cleanup.
Well, Ozzy never batted cleanup, but would he have ever asked his cleanup hitter to bunt?
Never.
Can you ever see Paulie bunting?
No.
With a runner on first and third?
That would be so counterproductive. They could field the bunt, they could make the play, go to home, and then throw out Paulie at first.
Yeah.
And I love Paulie. I'm just saying he wasn't the swiftest man on the base paths. That's all I meant.
Yeah, I think that it was an unusual decision, but it is what it is, as they say. And today, my sense is that Craig Counsell will write in PCA into the lineup, and he'll bat fourth. As long as Dansby Swanson's not batting fifth, I guess I can accept that.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Does that need to be in communication with Tucker there, or is that just something?
No, we give the outs every out, and I gave 2 outs, so can't really do much about that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Pete Crow Armstrong. He said he gave 2 outs. He gave the signal. No one corrected it.
Nobody corrected it. And there was nobody to say, hey, wait.
Yeah.
Only 1 out.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was a mistake. It was made.
It's his mistake.
Craig Counsell will be on Spiegel and Holmes today at 2:30.
Oh, excellent.
And my sense is they will talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll ask him about the decision to, if he's in the lineup or not. At 2:30, he'll know, right?
Or is Dansby Swanson still batting fifth?
Yeah, that's less of a. I mean, it's something that's.
Wait. Less.
It's a quibble.
It's a quibble.
But it's not priority one today. It's not the biggest topic today.
Top three.
We didn't spend all the time talking about Dansby Swanson batting fifth. We could, but it would be boring.
Let's get to the phone lines. We got a lot of people.
I mean, it's interesting, Dustin, but I don't think
it's okay.
Top of mind.
You said it was boring. You don't have to don't backtrack. If it's boring to you, it's boring. To me, it's top three things from last night.
It's not as important as the PCA issue.
Didn't say it was.
It's not as important as the Jameson Taillon giving up 3 home runs. Well,
that's baseball.
Ron is on the south side. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, fellas. Look here. Hey, Mully, I will state the obvious and agree with you. The White Sox don't even deserve to be mentioned as far as an all-star. But I do have to ask you, Mully, because I know we're being told that this is better, that we should. And look, I get it. The manager's probably getting the most out of the players. The players are just not that good.
Right.
And I remember over a month ago, Mully, you said it's not enough. When they talked about Chase and Kim. Hey, I'm trying to be optimistic. And I guess, quote unquote, they seem to be playing a little cleaner. But man, when you don't have any talent, it's still a hard watch for me, man. I mean,
Ron. I said that to David. We were talking earlier, and I said to David, like, who is it on? Like, they really don't deserve an all-star. And who is that on? Why don't they have a single player that is all-star capable on their team? I mean, and Ozzy said you'd love to have 6 or 7 of them, but he doesn't believe they have one. I don't believe they have. We know they don't have one. And you know, maybe this is the beginning of Miguel Vargas's career and he's going to be really good and all that. But at this point, he doesn't deserve it. And I don't feel like I'm convinced this is the start of multiple all-star seasons. I'm not saying it can't be. I'm just saying if he were to get it, can he repeat it? We don't know that. Ditto. Whatever, Chase Madoff or ditto Shane Smith, whomever it might end up being. It's just a weird thing that everyone gets one run.
The guy who should be an all-star is Luis Robert Jr., and he's not having a season. 184, 7 homers, 31 RBIs. Bob Nightingale weighed in on USA Today. Interesting. The likelihood of Robert being traded barring an injury, just about 100%. The White Sox don't want him. They don't need him. And they know they should have traded him during the winter. And he explains some more detail. He says the Mets and the Phillies are keeping close tabs on him.
Yeah, okay. And that's fine. But they're not going to give up anything for him, either team, because his value couldn't be much lower. And frankly, if you know you're not going to pick up that contract, and they know they're not picking up the contract, then they need to trade him for a bag of balls or mm-hmm. a shot in the beer or whatever it ends up being.
whatever example you could come up with. Also, Nightingale has an interesting nugget on the Cubs. We talked about, we guessed the last 2 days about pitchers they might be targeting.
Yes.
After Bruce's little nugget and the Easter egg hunt he sent us on. Well, Bob Nightingale mentions that they are scouring the market for a starter, keeping a close eye on Sandy Alcantara, Mitch Keller, and Luis Severino. Those are the three pitchers that Bob Nightingale mentions and says that...
Haven't we mentioned those guys?
We have mentioned all three of those guys.
Yeah.
We mentioned all three of those guys on Monday, I believe.
Yes.
So those make sense. It'd be tough to maybe get, for different reasons, each of those guys in Chicago. But that seems to be a pretty good place to start in terms of when you look what starting pitchers they're trying to trade for. He also mentions Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon could be intriguing.
Does he? Is there anything in there about Aaron Savalle?
No. No, that is only a one-man mission, and that is yours. You are that one man.
I'm trying to drum up some interest.
There will be interest, maybe. From the Cubs. The Cubs need a top-of-the-rotation starter, not a fifth starter swing guy.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
No.
No?
No.
Dan is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Well, look, I'm not so concerned with Pete Crow's mishap out there. He lost track of the outs. That's the way he ends an inning on the third out. Okay, fine. That's gone and passed. He won't do it again. I'm more concerned with these pitchers. Tyon, he's got to be telegraphing his pitches. Somebody's picking something up, and they know what he's throwing when he throws it. 21 homers before the 4th of July is ridiculous. And this team scores 6-8 runs a game and loses because of the long ball. So Tommy Hotovy ought to be able to figure out how he's telegraphing these pitches. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good question for him. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning, and we'll ask if he's tipping pitches. I think what's interesting about Jameson Taillon is that he's effective despite the home run balls, which sounds crazy, but he has been effective at times in spite of the fact he's given up dingers.
He's telegraphing that he's throwing a home run ball.
Well,
by pitching.
You know what he means.
I do. I'm just having fun.
Yeah, you know what he means.
I knew exactly what he meant, and maybe that's the problem. But it's amusing to make fun of it.
All this conversation about Jameson Taillon and PCA and the nonchalant catch, it really the day began, and the biggest story was Ben Brown. Oh, I'm sorry. And Dansby Swanson batting fifth. The day started when Ben Brown being sent down to the minors. And I think that kind of got overlooked as that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
For this season, for his trajectory.
About it. It's a big deal.
And I wonder if he's coming back. I wonder if he'll be back in Chicago this year. Because we talk about the starters that they're pursuing in a trade.
Right.
That's one more starting pitcher in Chicago. We talk about Porter Hodge coming back. That's a good progress for the bullpen. High-velocity guy, swing-and-miss guy at the back end of the bullpen. We saw Ryan Pressly last night. You know what you have in Palencia.
Yes.
Are all the seats being taken? Is Ben Brown got a spot the rest of this season?
Right now, you say no.
Probably not.
It would take an injury. It would take something to happen. And it would take someone else kind of going off the boil. But I think we got to remember that if they can make a trade in the next week, Shota coming back on Thursday, all of a sudden Jameson Taillon is in the spot he needs to be in their rotation. And you're thinking about him differently if he's the third pitcher come playoff time than you think about him right now. Well, 23 home run balls.
Playoff time, yes.
I agree.
Playoff time, yes. But he's still going to have to go out there every fifth day. And every fifth day you're going to worry about being susceptible to the home run ball.
Yes.
He's got to figure out a way.
We were worried about that before. And we came to the conclusion that you had to start viewing him differently because he was doing a solid job because he was out of position in terms of the way you look at the way you line him up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the same thing we noticed when they played Detroit still stands, that they don't have the premium pitching that is going to lock in come playoff time. They need to improve on that. I think we all know it, and we knew it then, and we know it now.
We do know it now, and the starting pitching has to get better. The Cubs have given up in the last six games 54 runs.
It's crazy.
It's absurd.
That is crazy.
And I don't care how good your offense is, you're not going to survive that. And they are in a tailspin right now. They are, over the last 19 games, 8-11. That's not good. That's not championship division winning baseball. And it's a previous stretch to that 19 games, they were 15-4. So it has been a stretch where they have leveled off and they've come back to earth.
Let's try Mike. Mike is in Grays Lake. Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'd like to make a plea to Jerry Reinsdorf to, you know, let the White Sox go. I mean, if you love something enough, as he apparently does to the White Sox, and if he loves the White Sox fans, he's got to let them go. I was at the game last night. Such an anemic crowd. Such an uninspired play on both sides. I can't imagine the Arizona Diamondbacks were even excited to be there. I mean, it was sad. And I just don't know how long, you keep putting the fan base through it. I mean, if you know, I'm just saying, it's time. You just can't keep going like this. It's not going to get any better.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. That's why when the Justin Ishbia news came a couple weeks ago, was it last month?
Right.
That there was there's some optimism. There was some hope that he will get involved. The capital infusion, if you want to call it that, would lead to some spending in the offseason. It's a gradual, long process of rebuilding. We see 10 rookies on this team this year. That's going to take a while before they, you know, and I don't think that they're going to stop at 10, Molly. I think we're going to see a couple more at least before the season's over. They could get to a dozen rookies in action this year.
I'm not arguing that. It's tough. I don't believe that.
It takes a lot of patience.
I don't believe that that's a false statement, David. I think you're right. But, you know, when we talk about an all-star, they don't have an all-star on the roster. And that is an indictment, frankly, on the way they put this team together.
They have future all-stars. They have past all-stars. They don't have any current ones.
No, they don't. And who are the past all-stars? Robert?
Luis Robert Jr.
Who else? They got one. They got a guy. I mean, Benintendi.
Did Benintendi make an all-star game?
I don't know.
Might have made an all-star team.
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how. But I'm being honest. I'm not trying to be mean. I just, and Ozzie's right. Ozzie, he didn't argue with that. No, they don't have an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Ron called up. He's right. It just makes you wonder. Go ahead. Did he make one?
Looking at the past All-Stars, you got Garrett Crochet, Luis Roberts. Then after that, Tim Anderson, Liam Hendricks, Lance Lynn, Carlos Rodon. Those are the past White Sox All-Stars.
But did Benintendi ever make
no
an All-Star for anybody?
Andrew Benintendi.
Boy, they gave him.
They could really use a Benny bump tonight.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
They could.
Yep.
He had one All-Star in 2022.
With who? With Boston or with Kansas City?
2022, he was with the Royals.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he filled in as their, you know, the desperation All-Star.
Wow.
What? Did they have any other All-Stars in 22? I don't know.
Let's talk to Chelly.
All right. We got Chris Chelios next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Chris Chelios. BetMGM ambassador, BetMGM. The sports book that knows how to treat you right. And Chris joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ciao, Chris. Que cosa fai?
Ciao. I got my French, my Spanish, and my Italian all confused right now, so I'm not doing too well in the restaurants. But beautiful. So
you're in Italia, right?
You're in Italy?
I am in Italy, and it's one of my favorite countries, and the food's amazing, obviously, and yeah, it's great. Big family trip.
Well, we appreciate
going to see the Pope.
Yeah,
fellow Sox fan.
I don't think he knows I'm here. Otherwise, I'd have been invited. Yeah,
the Pope might be impressed, Chelly. I mean, if he's a Chicago sports fan, he probably
would have an audience
with you.
No doubt about it.
So, Chelly. I'm glad you're having a good vacation. I know you heard the news about Duncan Keith. What do you remember about his career, and what was your reaction to him getting into the Hall of Fame?
Couldn't be happier. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him over the years. Spent actually more time since he's been retired with him, since he's been back to Chicago a few times. The one thing that sticks out in my mind, obviously, that game winner against Tampa. You know, he did everything. He'd been penalty killing. He had a nasty edge to him. Offensive. He was a complete player. He didn't have the size, obviously, like myself, that a Seabrook had to, hurt people with checks. But he had an edge, and he was a complete player.
Chris, what is it like? What's it like to get into the Hall of Fame, to have your number retired, to have these great things happen to you as a player when it finally occurs?
I mean, honestly, like you've heard it from other guys saying it's surreal, hard to believe, especially with my background where I grew up. One thing, the Hall of Fame, but to get my jersey retired in my hometown.
Yes.
And now Duncan, the Canadians, not that it's expected, but they grow up playing hockey. That's their thing. And every kid in Canada wants to be an NHL player. But I was a little different, path and stuff. But at the end of the day, to this day, still can't believe it. You go to the rink and your jersey's hanging on the rafters. The only Chicago-born kid, to have that done. Like I said, I'm not tooting my own horn, but it's pretty amazing that happened to, if you know the story.
Who's the best defenseman in Blackhawk history?
I never saw him play, but, Pierre Palat, must have been a heck of a player. And that's what Bobby Hall always talked about him. He's as good as anybody that he played with or against. And I got to put Duncan Keith, he's got to be, for what he accomplished with the three cups, he's got to be number one in my book. So that who I've seen play, right? Otherwise, they got to be top two, right?
You'd get votes.
You are so kind. I mean, your humility is embarrassing to everyone, Chris.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm the best from Evergreen Park in Chicago.
I think that's good. That's a good way to put it, Chelly. Absolutely true.
Thank you.
So,
hey, Chris, do you think the draft is Friday? Friday mm-hmm. night, the number three pick in the draft, there have been rumors about them trading that pick. What have you heard? Do you think they could trade that pick, or do you think they need to stay and take another young player, maybe a bigger one?
I mean, it's like they're caught in between. A couple of years ago when they signed those veterans and Bertuzzi and Hall, and it didn't quite work out. So do you stay the course and develop these young guys and keep those picks and just be, you have to be patient. But at some point, there has to be results. It's been 6 years. If history repeats itself, you're hoping – you know, like the Blackhawks rebuild after I'd left the team. 10 years later, they won their first cup, and then two more after that. So I'm not behind the closed doors with those guys. I can honestly say I don't know what they're thinking. I know they want to win. I know they want to, you know, at least be a playoff contender next year, right? That's probably the most important thing. But to go out and give up your picks, and then, you know, if you do that, you better make sure you're getting the right guy, a veteran guy that's proven and in the best, you know, the best years of his career. Not the guy at the end of his career, but a guy right in the middle, a guy like Marner. Bennett, good luck trying to get him out of Florida. That'd be a tough one. But yeah, you got to find some guys, and don't forget about the chemistry you need. You can't have too much of one thing, and you know, to complement these guys with Connor and help him out and help that process of rebuilding.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Enjoy your trip.
Enjoy Italia. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Take care.
That's Chris Chelios, the greatest defenseman from Evergreen Park.
Yeah, he is. History. Want to get his opinion next week about Jonathan Toews coming back, because with the Jets, that's going to be a very interesting fit to see what impact he has.
All right, it's draft day. We're going to bring in Cody Westerlund next. We'll talk about what the Bulls are going to do and how pleased we will be with what that is. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.